After our family had a Riverside memorial service for my father, we each selected a stone to help us remember him. His life had been a checkerboard of wins and losses, but we knew his heart had been for us. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem while the crowds waved palm branches and shouted hosannas and cheered, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," in verse 38. See also John chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. In the Pharisees' disdain of what they perceived to be a blasphemous claim of Messiahship, they ordered Jesus to tell the disciples to be quiet. Jesus replied, "If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out," in Luke chapter 19, verse 40. The stones do cry out in many ways. God has used stones throughout the story of his love for us. Two rough-hewn stones carried 10 chiseled commandments to tell us how to live in Exodus chapter 34, verse 1. Stones of remembrance piled by the Jordan River and in the middle of the river reminded generations of Israelites of God's provision and faithfulness in Joshua chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. The one rolled into place to contain Jesus' body is the same one that was rolled away to show that he had risen in Matthew chapter 27, verses 59 to 66, and Luke chapter 24, verse 2. We hear this stone as it reminds us of Jesus' words, "I am the resurrection and the life," in John chapter 11, verse 25. Let's lift our own voices along with the stones in praise to our loving Father.